If you're in the Mefarshim, ask Akasha that says that Yosef named his older son Menashe, Kinashani Elohim is Kalam Ali, Veskal Beisavi. The Medrash says it's referring to the fact that he forgot his Torah, forgot his learning. Now the question is, so why did he name his son after that? Normally you name a child after something which is good, not something which is bad. And here he's celebrating, as it were, the fact that he forgot his Torah. And that seems to be something that doesn't make any sense. So if you look in the Chumash Hamek Dover, in the Herk of Dover, in the bottom, he asked the question. But also, Reb Schwab Zatzal in his Sefer on Chumash, Simchus Beis HaShoeva, he asked the question also. He suggests the following answer. He says the following answer that talks about the more contrast the learning of Babel and the learning of Eretz Yisrael, the Babel and the Yerushalmi, and it compares the learning of Eretz Yisrael to a much, much higher Madrega. What was advantage of one over the other? Why was there an advantage? He quotes a word over there from Rav Kalmanovich explains a Gemara that a few Gemaras which go along the lines that a person's true atzlocha learning only possible when he hears two sides of something. When he looks at something, discusses it with somebody else says that he's wrong, and he continues to try and clarify because he's being challenged. Because he's being challenged and he has to keep clarifying, eventually he'll come to the emes. But if a learning which is done without any challenges to it cannot be a learning which is emes. So in the Yerushalmi, it says that they would both constantly review each other's position. They would talk about the other person's side. So that was the milo which they had. So Morris says that Reb Zeira, when he went from Babel to up to Eretz Yisrael, he davened, he fasted for 40 days, that he should forget his learning from Babel. So he wants to suggest the following. He wants to suggest that the problem that Yosef had was that he did not get inside of the brother's mind. He heard the words, but it didn't go into his head. He didn't hear a second thought. He didn't hear what he was doing, and there was an avla in it. And the brothers, on their part, did the same thing. His goal right now, what he was davening, that he threw his what had happened to him in Mitzrayim, etc. He came to have a clarity that there's another way of looking at something, and he has to be aware of that other way of looking at something, and take that into consideration also. So he was thanking his Baruch Hu, Kineshani. It's kind of all the stuff that I learned, and I didn't hear that there's another way of looking at it. I didn't see a second side, and I focused just on the way I saw it. That Torah that I don't want to keep. I want to replace that with a higher madrega of learning, a better madrega of learning, where I'm more aware of the other side of how to do it. So he was thanking his Baruch Hu that the process which he went through allowed him to be zechut for that. That's the mashav that he says. Similarly, there's a morale. The morale says that we daven before we sit down to learn, that we should not make a mistake in the Aralocha, and Mechaverim will be nichshol. He says, what's the nichshol? Because if I'm going to make a mistake, they're going to be happy, but they're going to gloat because they disagreed with me, he says. Why disagree? The Rosh made the nature is that they disagree. Why the Rosh made the nature that they disagree? Because otherwise we wouldn't come to find the emes. Having somebody challenge our position, as frustrating as it is the true way to find emes. And to sit and think about it more in time. But a person who's convinced that he's right and doesn't hear a second side, doesn't even want to hear what the second side has to say, will never be successful in any endeavor that he has to accomplish. Have a good Shabbos.